Welcome. We're glad you've chosen to listen to this message from what God is doing at Kingdom Faith Southwest. We pray you will receive the faith you need through hearing God's word.
It's really always amazing to be able to hear God's word. There are many different voices, there are many different words that people say, but God's word is reliable. And God has never said something that he doesn't mean and doesn't do. Because God is not like people. We all have a point of failure in our lives where we have failed others and been failed. And I think if we all kind of made a list, which I hope we won't be doing this morning, we'd be able to say many times we've been let down. People have let us down. Organizations maybe have let us down. But God himself can never, ever let anyone down. Because he is always good. And his word is reliable. Absolutely reliable and absolutely true. When I was 27 and I really kind of was aware that Jesus was alive. We've been singing about him this morning being alive. And when it really struck me that actually Jesus wasn't just about a building or a religion. He wasn't about the C of E or even Kingdom Faith. Jesus is Jesus. And he came not just to set up. He didn't come to set up organizations. But he came to show mankind the true nature of who God is and that God is good. And even in church settings, we've had bad experiences of how people have been towards us and how we've been treated. But Jesus is always good. And he will never fail you. He is perfect. Because essentially, he is God. He's the Son of God who came into the world to save us from our sin. Now, one of the things that I think we all have at times longed for and have spoken to our friends and family about, I don't know if you've ever said it, I would love a better life. I don't know if anybody in this room has ever said, I'd really love a better life. I've seen the adverts on TV that tell me I can have a better life if I buy a Mercedes. Yes. Some other people say I can have a better life if I eat different food. As anybody sort of says, change your life by changing your diet. And there's a whole range of food called Be Good to Yourself. And, you know, that lasts for as long as I've got the ability to not be tempted by the things that are bad for me. A better life, changing life for the better, can mean a change of location. I've known people move from where they've been living to somewhere else just because they want a better life. Some people have even moved nations. But by moving into another country, they realize that because things in themselves haven't changed, the location doesn't make life better. Okay, we could say we could dream of being in Hawaii, but in Hawaii, problems would soon arise. Better life can be, I wish I looked different, and we've got a whole new sector of society, and a whole new business that is set up for tummy tucking and for Botox. And that really is something that people aspire to. To have a better life, I need to look better. Something's got to change about my physical appearance. And that, you know, in the end, is not going to change your life. It might change your face, but it won't change your life. And things, we don't live, you know, there are things that are much more interesting, more important than the way we look, than the things that we have, the car we drive, the house we live in, or the job we do. Some people change their job so they think they can have a better life. And one of the claims that Jesus Christ made when he came was that he had come to give a better life. Now, many people who have claimed that have let us down, haven't they? But God sent his son to say something that is absolutely true. And that is, I've come, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and life in all its fullness. Let me just read the whole verse. It's actually in John 10, verse 10. It says here, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and life to the full. So Jesus says there are two personalities, you could say, involved in our lives. Because actually, whether we know it or not, the unseen world, Satan and his demons and God and his spirit is real. And Jesus said, I've come into the world. He actually came as a man to show us who God is so that we could know God. But actually, God is spirit. And Jesus says there are two different kinds of forces in life. There's God, who is good, and then there's the thief, who Jesus went on to describe as Satan or demons. And the things that the thief does is what every thief does. He kills, steals, and destroys. Actually wants to make life worse. So, the devil wants to make life worse. That's a reality. That's why, in this world, there is both good and bad. In heaven, there will be no bad. That's why we recommend you believe in Jesus to go there. Because there will be no bad. But Jesus actually made this amazing claim. And he says, I've come to give you life. And it's amazing that he didn't just send somebody himself. He came himself. He said, I have actually come to give you life. I've come to you to give you life. And today, God has come to us to give us life. And life in all its fullness. A good life. A better life. A better life. You know I'm good at English. A better life than any other. Now, is his claim true? There are people in this room which, if you ask them today on the picnic, they will tell you it's true. Because those of us who have received Jesus and accepted him into our hearts as Savior and Lord have experienced his goodness. So Jesus made this unusual claim, I've come that you might have life and life in all its fullness. He said, I've come to give good news to all people. Good news is what we love to hear. I don't know if you've ever, I've heard bad news and I don't like it. Has anybody ever had bad news? And Jesus says, I've actually come to give you good news. God is good and he's got good news for you. So he has an offer of something good. And so this is the true picture of God. Whilst, you know, scratch cards might change my life for a moment if I win, they won't make my life better as a whole person. They might change the outside. They might change my house. They might change my stuff. But it won't change me as a whole person. And Jesus has actually come to make life better for the whole of me. Every part of us He's come to make life better. And one of the things that Jesus did when he came, and he is still doing it today, is he went and found people, and he actually related to them, spoke to them, and did stuff for them before they followed him. I love that. It's like Jesus wants to do you good even before you say, okay, I will follow you, Jesus. And there was this guy called Simon. I'm going to just read a few verses from Luke's gospel. Simon Peter, actually, he was a double-barreled name. that's Jesus called him Peter, but his father had called him Simon, Simon Peter. Jesus had been teaching in the synagogue, and Simon Peter had actually kind of bumped into him, I'm sure, in the synagogue. He'd heard him, and he'd seen him do a miracle. And I think, basically, Simon wanted him for lunch. And so he said, come to my place, come to my home. And so Jesus hasn't yet done anything for Simon, but he's good, and he's going to do something good if he comes into your home. So he comes into Simon Peter's home, and the wife's mother is sick, otherwise known as the mother-in-law. And she's not well. And, in that society where there aren't the doctors and the medicine and the same things that we're used to in our culture, sometimes having a fever and being very sick and not able to get up was a very serious situation. And so Jesus healed her, and she got up and served the meal. So Simon had already had his house blessed because Jesus had been in his house. And then Jesus one day went to this lake. Wimbleball. No. You knew I'd bring a relevant word for today, didn't you? Went to this lake. And let me just read this. One day Jesus was standing by the Lake of Galilee with the people crowding round and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon. And he asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered and said, Master, we've worked all night and caught nothing. But because you say so, I'll let down the nets. When they'd done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. I reckon that's a good catch. They began to sink with provision. That's not a bad viewpoint of provision. They began to sink with the amount of provision. Okay, everybody, please come and help me. There's so much stuff. There's so many fish. When Simon Peter saw this goodness of God in action, when Simon saw this, he fell at his knees at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they'd taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men. And so they pulled up their boats to the shore, left everything, and followed him. So Simon Peter didn't just have an improved home life. At this lake, crowds were there because they wanted to hear Jesus. Jesus was outside the box. He was not in a church building. And this actually challenges a lot of religious thinking, that Jesus himself went to people in the ordinary run of life. He loves to be with us when we're at the lake. He wants to be with us this afternoon. And he's teaching the word of God. He's teaching about God. And it must have been a very good thing to hear because people crowded and didn't leave. So people love to hear the word. So they crowded around him. And so Jesus decided to get into a boat because actually speaking at a lake, it actually carries your voice. So Jesus knew that, so he knew that they'd be able to hear and he wouldn't actually get crowded round by too many people. And I can imagine the scene, the kids were paddling. I mean, it was just, you know, ordinary people, but they were hearing Jesus. Simon was mending his nets and he'd been working hard all night. And Jesus was aware of this because fishermen don't, in that setting, do not fish during the day. They fish all night. That's when they go out fishing because the fish come to the surface at night and go deeper in the day. And so Jesus knew that the fish came at night and Simon was probably a bit miffed because there were no fish. I don't know if you've worked all night and worked long and hard and got nothing. I've done that. I've done a lot of work and gone to zero. In fact, the new turf I planted a few weeks ago, just let me tell you a story, ended in not quite a zero. We worked hard for an entire bank holiday putting a new turf in. And I don't know who it was, but somebody came along and cut it so far down, they cut the grass out and just left a lot of patchy. Forgiveness had to flow from me. But we worked hard, and actually so far it's nothing, so we've got seed and we've got a plan. We've got a plan to get something out of it. But Peter was tired, and he had worked so hard, and he was probably a little thinking like, okay, the wife might not be too happy. We can't pay the bills. We haven't got the money, the revenue. What are we going to do? And at that point, Jesus says, I want to do you good, Simon. Do you know, if you've run out and got to nothing, Jesus wants to step in and do you good. It's like Pastor Andrea said at the beginning of the day, if there's nothing else you hear today, it's that God wants to do you good. And so Jesus said, Peter, launch out to the deep for a catch. Peter said, this is crazy. You don't fish during, this guy's not a fisherman. He does not know my trade. And you know, we can be so kind of confident in our own trades, own expertise. But Jesus is a miracle worker. And he's about to work a miracle. And he said, no, launch out into the deep for a catch. So Simon Peter says, well, we've worked hard all night. I don't really fancy another trip out. However, because you say, I'm going. And you know, all he did was do what Jesus said. And the result of doing what Jesus said was incredible provision. And so the boats were full to sinking. And basically, they were amazed at this Jesus. My home life's improved. My financial life's improved. This is the true Jesus. This isn't the American gospel. It's the gospel according to God. It's his word. Then the best miracle happened. Because this really is why Jesus does us so much good. Because he actually wants to do the deepest part of us good, which is our hearts. And Simon Peter fell on his knees. You can just imagine, this is a real working man. This is a guy who's tough and in business. He fell before Jesus and he said, hang on a minute. You must be God. And I'm a sinner. He recognized he needed much more than physical healing, than money. He needed life. He needed to be right with God. And at that point, He said, I'm a sinner, leave. Basically, Jesus says, I don't want you to leave, that's why I came. I don't want you to go. I want you to come with me. Because with me is life. And life in all its fullness. I come to change the quality of your life. Isn't that wonderful? Let's just clap Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's have the band. Should we stand together? We're going to finish this morning with a song. And it's wonderful to know before we go out and have fun together that Jesus wants to do us good.
This completes the message. Thank you for listening. If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.